Hello, this is Daryl War.
I know you haven't heard from me in a while, so I wanted to do a little update here and an explanation that for new listeners to the show and new fans of Dark Shadows, you are likely the best candidates for audience members. I've discovered over the years that, there's a whole lot of weird groupthink going on among old fans, and we need people like you to get away from all that. So if you're a fan of the movie, welcome. If you have no idea what the soap opera's about, listen to episode 2, Chamber Pots and Coffee Cups, especially the intro. You'll get everything you need. And another thing that would be really great, and if you need a copy, let me know, of Scrapbook Memories, My Scrapbook Memories of Dark Shadows by Catherine Lee Scott. So that's pretty much all you need. Been working hard over the years, figuring all of this weird stuff out, and as things go, yeah, that is pretty much the deal. So, I am sorry, not on a marriage novel podcast, but I'm working on a retrospective for episode 15. Been doing that for almost a month now, just trying to edit it, you know how particular I am. And I'm ready to go, as you might notice from the background music. So, yeah, I'm very sorry that the new technology took away your correspondence skills, especially for the kids, because we really have been doing them a disservice. Human beings need the long-term help and approach, and the shortcuts that these social media and smartphone gadgets have been doing to people is really detrimental to the mind. Been concerned about that for a long time. In any event, if you're a pen friend, thank you very much. Always thanking you guys. You've been so incredible. I'm sorry for some of the people who got caught up in automatically just assuming if I Google this person, I'm going to find all the answers. That's bad. You really should have just kept in touch with me, and I invite you to keep in touch with me at some level. It is very embarrassing, I agree, but my email address is xoisce@hotmail.com. And yeah, if you have a phone, you can actually email. You can actually send messages to an email account. Just sort of raffle through everything. If you need one-to-one chat, which means you're going to have to wait a while because I am sitting at a desk and you are not, I have a Skype account. Morlock. MORLOCK-RISING. RISING. So you can use those various things. And also, if you have my phone number, you are going to have to be very 1995. I don't want to apologize for this. I just want to reintroduce you to what manners are. Leave a message, leave your name, your phone number, why you're calling, so that I can return your telephone call. That's pretty much it. Those are your options. You can email, you can Skype voice call, or chat speak, or you can use my phone number if you know how to leave a message on the answering machine. You can change your mind at any time. You can change your decision making at any time. So there is that too. But it's just marvelous to discover, wow, after all of this hell that so many of us went through, some of the best audience members I have ever found have really little knowledge of Dark Shadows itself. And like I say, go to Chamber Pots and Coffee Cups, listen to the intro. It'll give you just about everything. If you need more help from me, I will try to relay how to get my scrapbook memories of Dark Shadows, or the basic multiple pages of that just explain everything. I talked about that in a December podcast, I believe it was 2017. So, that's what I wanted to let you guys know about. As for episode 21, as I sit here at my desk and look over the potential script for it, there's a lovely little exchange between Willie Loomis and the butler Wadsworth, where Willie expresses taking the milk and or eggs over to Mrs. Johnson. We're going to go back to that motif. And he confesses to Wadsworth,
"Boy, you are right, Wadsworth. Those delivery men are sure terrified of Cullenwood. Either house."
"Ah, you've made the exchange this morning for Mrs. Johnson," says Wadsworth. "I expect she's been gratified to see that all supplies are in good order."
And Willie responds,
"She sure was. Even shared a smoke with me."
And Wadsworth nods,
"That's saying a great deal. Mrs. Johnson is very particular in where she keeps her cigarettes after they went missing many years ago."
Because my husband and I have been watching the first year, and there's that thing with Mrs. Johnson and David stealing the smokes and Matthew Morgan getting them. So that's what's great about going through all the different storylines, is that you can get all these great particulars between the different characters and their histories and all that stuff. So that's a little something for you to gestate with. But there's plenty coming up in 21 that I'm really excited about. And yeah, we're going into the turn of the screw. That's another thing I wanted to express to you guys out of turn with the retrospective that's coming up that I've been working on. Somebody sent me the collection of Dark Shadows, The Haunting of Cullenwood. Now, the thing about that I finally figured out, that, you know, she was saying, "What the heck is this, Daryl?" It's like, they just took all these episodes and cobbled them together. And I was thinking, yeah, there were these episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000 where they took some selection of TV shows and just cobbled them together for a movie. And I thought, well, yeah, she's right. But then I made a more thorough watch of Dark Shadows, The Haunting of Cullenwood, the DVD, if you any of you guys got that. That really is, it really is just taking the segments of Henry James, The Turn of the Screw. That's The Haunting of Cullenwood, that DVD set. It's taking whatever was from Dark Shadows that they took from The Turn of the Screw by Henry James directly and made it into that collection. That is what that is. And so then I got a message to her, the pen friend that sent that to me, and I said, no, this is perfect because this is right where I am. I got to do the werewolf stuff. None of that stuff is in there that I can see. But this is going to be a more direct selection of content for the Henry James Turn of the Screw stuff, so I can just focus on that directly. You know, you were awesome. She's like, oh, well, I had no idea. I'm glad that it worked out for you. There you go. So, yeah, just a little something to keep you going while I get the retrospective for 15 set up, and then hopefully Auntie will get back to me about chapters for Margaret Said to Pray. If anybody else is with it enough to help me out with that, love for you to get in touch. I have my email address on this podcast. And yeah, let's just keep going. As Saffron is singing, ready to go. We're ready to go. Keep on listening to The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, especially from the WordPress site, thepitofultimatedarkshadows.wordpress.com. The, not just pit, the pit of ultimate dark shadows.wordpress.com. One word. Go for it. And take care.
The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows is a Daryl War production.